So we're holding here in, we had seen sort of the Hakdama and the Goyen, where he wrote about the different Shirim and different things that Shlomo HaMelech wrote and did and so on. Now he says, V'nimshal Ashira Zeh B'dvar Knesset Yisrael Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I did notice, I looked a little bit over, the Moser Rav Kook one has a lot more pieces than they have in the old Siddur. There's obviously they had a few kisiyos. It definitely is preferable. I thought it's exactly the same with footnotes, but it's not. So I will use that as the basis. You have the one the Moser Rav Kook. Okay, fine. Okay, so it's good enough. Yeah. Fine. No good. So if we get to the piece that's nagia, yeah, we'll whatever I told you about pen, so it's fine. V'nimshal Ashira Zeh B'dvar Knesset Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'melech Godel Sherotza Lisa Isha. So the Grover here, interestingly enough, gives his own mashal, not that usual. And in other words, he's describing Shashim, let's call it, I guess, an overview of the Nekudas. So Melech Godel Sherotza Lisa Isha, a king wanted to marry a woman. V'rotzu kol malchei olam litim l'sem loy. And all the kings wanted to give them their daughter. Obviously, it's a good item. V'loy rotza malach likach bas malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to take a bas malachim. V'chdei shel tazuch daitola. He thought that she would become too uppity, a Jap. V'lokach naira achash folo mishubedes b'shash fachois. He took a very low, from a low standing, somebody from very low background, a lower class. Meshubedes bein shar shfachos, she was amongst the other shfachos. Bas toivim, kula zera emes, she's the daughter of good people, and kula zera emes. And all the kings were jealous of her. But as long as she was in the king's house and everything was good, then they couldn't do anything. Because he's very powerful, very big, and there's nothing they could do about it. But when she betrayed him, and she didn't do well, so v'sholchom ibeisoy v'hoyso le'achol, he sent her out of the house, and she was prey for everybody else. Ki hist upon him, because he ignored her. V'chol malche eretz asoynim oisa oimrim yoimash givinu, and all the kings that hate us say, oh, this is now we have our chance to get back at her. Rak, however. Because of Lobik Subasa in the Ksuba, he wrote, She'afim Yazvena, even if he gets rid of her, She'ach Sirena Lacha She'tosh Chana Elov, he will bring her back after she begs for mercy. V'zacha b'mei onyim rideh, as kol machmandeh asher mekedem, and while she was in this state of poverty and difficulty, she remembered all the glory that she had, Kasha hoisa toive b'ina melech. So one thing is, she misses what was when things were good. And now she also keeps rereading the ksuba that there's a promise there. She wants that he should come back and kiss her again. Because the company, the kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is better than Kol Tanug Olam. But Nimshal move in Eilov, then we Nimshal Eilov. And the Nimshal is obvious. Okay, let's go back again and let's look at some of the points that he's making here. Because again, the Goyen was not a Maggid, and when he makes his points, the points are, each point means something. He says, Melech Godel Sherotza Lisa Isha. In other words, the Rotzen of the Melech was to have somebody who would be a Makabel, somebody who would become the Makabel for the Malchus. It's not so pashut. In other words, if this marshal was a normal marshal, then it would be wacky. In other words, you would say, well, there was a king, and guess what? The king happened to want to get married. I mean, everybody wants to get married. Until the last door, everybody wanted to get married. That was normal. People considered that to be the normal part of life. It's a chiddush. In other words, for a person, for a human being, because he's a plag gufa, because he be'etzem has no metzias without isha, isha is part of his metzias, so he doesn't have his full metzias, then it's missing something. But once we have, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no such thing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the desire to be mashpia to a makabel is pure ratzen. And it happened to be, it's just like, if I can use a parallel marshal, if I would tell you there was this big melech who decided that one of his subjects he would elevate and make him chashev and powerful, and so it's not something that's muchrach, it's something that's pure ratzon. And the same thing, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's yachas to warning a makabel for his hashpah is ratzon, and that's what he wanted. Now it says, yeah. Correct. So Ein Melech below Am is already telling me that he wants a Malchus. It's once there's a decision that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a Malchus, then we need an Am. But that itself is also a Ratzon that we have no way of being misamic in what caused the Ratzon. What caused the Ratzon doesn't exist by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we start with the Ratzon. You're right, the Ratzon is Malchus. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Malchus, there's all sorts of trappings that come along with it. An Am, and a Malka, and so on and so forth. Right. Because then you can't. No, Einmal. But Etzem Malchus is not muchrach to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person is a muchrach. I need to have a wife. So that's part of my Etzem Mohus, because half of me is in my wife. So I'm a muchrach right now. It was not my choice, not my decision, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that has a structure of a malchus and everything that comes with it, but that did not come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'derech hechreach, it came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'derech ratzon. All we can say about it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it that way. Why? That question can't be asked, because we don't have a way of dealing with a why to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. Well, it says in the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said that the Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Leiteva Eis Adam Levadai, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, and it's something that is, and he made Adam, he took part of Adam. So right now, it's built into us that people are not happy, and people are not satisfied, not satisfied with the state of being alone. We grow up with a hargosha. Beis Hashem, if you ever see little girls, little boys not so much till the later, but little girls are always busy playing that they're getting married. Who's going to want to marry me? And who will I want to marry? And getting married is like a whole fantasy for them. It's built into us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us that way. and be met, just like we need company, just like we need warmth, recognition. There are a lot of things we need that we Kadosh Baruch Hu wired us that way. Zehu, and you know, okay. That's a mitzvah. That's correct. That a person will not be happy and you see the person who Lo Aleinu is not married. He dries up. This, you know, it's not a. Yeah. Okay. Yes, that's a perfect, and they marry themselves. That's like. Oh, that's wow. That's. Right. 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 So that's why most people will perceive it as being nuts, because of that. Because by definition, what everybody says, the desire for a partner is a partner. If you're your own partner, then that's narcissistic to the nth degree, or you've given up on anybody wanting you, one or the other. Okay. So now, v'lo rotza melech likach bas melachim. So this is a very, very important point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over different malchias in the Bria. Let's give a marshal, if I can show to something to this picture. You have the marshal, a president or a prime minister, and there are various cabinet level officials. There's a minister of defense, a minister of education, treasurer, etc. And then there is the chief of staff of the president. Now, if you ask yourself the qualities for a king to choose different ministers, he looks for ability. You know, that they're very good at what they're doing, they're chashev, whatever you want to call it, but you look for quality, and obviously they have to be loyal to him. But the defense minister has his own little fiefdom. He runs something, he has a certain malchus, he speaks on his own behalf, minister of defense said this, minister of defense said that. He needs to pledge allegiance to the prime minister, to the president. The chief of staff, in a sense, is the most powerful person, because he's be'etzem the mevatzea of the president or prime minister's ratzon, but he has the least self. He can't make all of his decisions. Are what would the who would the president like to see? Which nudnik would he like to see? Which nudnik does he not want to see? The defense minister sometimes does things on his own. And as long as he feels he's not going to be fired for it, he'll test the waters, because he be'etzem has a certain level of self. He has a certain malchus of his own, but he acknowledges the sovereignty of whoever's on top of him. The chief of staff is the president and prime minister, and the first quality is that he's a yada richter. So if we're asking ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different sarim in the Bria. Those are different memshalas. Those are different fiefdoms. So each sar, each malach, each sar shall esav, and sar shall lovan, and sar shall this, and sar shall yovan, and sar shall this. All of these sarim have a level of independence. Obviously, this is all perceived, but in the mahalach advarim, they are independent. They obviously acknowledge Hashem Echad, Hashem is on top of everything, but Sar Shel Yovan is an entity on its own. It's got its own Metzias. Klal Yisrael, their Metzias is, they don't have a Sar. They are Kol Kuloi Am Hashem. They're very much like the Moshe we gave with a chief of staff. they cannot have their own metzias. And even though there's a pasuk, it says Michoel Sarchem, pasuk Neil, that Michoel is the Sar of Klal Yisrael. So everyone says he's the Sar he's not the Sar of Klal Yisrael, but he's Mispal, whatever. They answer it. But Al Kopanim, and that's why all the countries have Mazalas, Eretzol does not have. It's on the one hand, they don't have the standing and chashivas of other umos. Every umma has its country, whether it's good or bad, it keeps its country. French people keep France no matter how rotten they are. And same thing with Italians, and same thing with everybody else. Unless it's there's a gzeira of color from Hashem. But by and large, it's not based on merit. Klal Yisrael keeps Eretz Yisrael only based on merit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to take as an any bas melachim, anyone that has shaykhis to another malchus, shema tazuach shalei tazuach daita aleha, so that it has too much of a sense of self. The Gro here is being meramis the dvar mamukim b'yosa. It says that in one of the early shrashim de bria was that different chalakim de bria wanted malchus. Anoyem lech, and that fell apart. And he's being meramis the right things. But the fear kenu, what he's telling us is that malchus is something which the umos have a level of malchus, and that's why we make a bracha when we see them. Taking any of those for his is not good, because they have a sense of self, and that already passes them. V'lokach naira achas shvela mishubesh hashvachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the quality looked for was shiflus. It said, like it says in the pasuk, ki atem hameat. Rashi says, because you memayet yourself. We have least things, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us, because we are most uniquely suited for being his for that reason. So he took Nar Akashvelo Mishubedes Veshashfachis. She's Mishubet to other ones, but Bas Toivim Kulazer Emes. In other words, the quality Kadosh Baruch Hu was looking for is that her metzias and mahus is kulei zera emes. So we, as we stand, that we're ma'at mikol umos, we don't have any ben malchus. We do have a very strong sheirish, and we are kulei toiv. And part of the reason for this is because when a melech takes a malka, the primary job of the malka is to assure the hemshech of the malchus. She'll have princes, and those princes will grow up to be kings, v'chein hala. In the Malka's primary role, they take away all the ceremonial stuff about the cutting the ribbons and so on. The Malka's primary role is being the one that's mamshich the Malchus. And therefore, the quality of being bas toivim and kulei zera emes is the most crucial quality. So mechitzoyni yusa, she seems the least. Bepnimi yusa, she's kulay toiv. Vayistemu vayikanu kol reser v'chol amlochim, and everybody else was jealous of her. Obviously, because everything in the bria recognizes that the kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate toiv, the ultimate to strive for, and therefore, when it gets when we take it, this is the source of real jealousy. Ach, kol zman she'aseis ha'melach toiva lo yuchal ha'aseis mu'um b'chol ha'aretz. So our ability to withstand the sin and kin of the umos ha'olam is as long as the beis ha'melach. So let's go back to the mashal a minute. It says in Chazal that why is it called Har Sinai? Shemikan yarda sin alaylam, that the Klal Yisrael became snuim because of Har Sinai, and the reason is very simply because that's when we were chosen. In other words, since be'etzem, the entire bria wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon, and since our being chosen is a rejection for the Bria. So b'meila, at that moment when we were chosen, which happened at Har Sinai, they became, they hate us, and they despise us. Ki hu melech god la she'ein kamoihu. So she said, as belongs to the Beis HaMelech. Now, that's exactly how things went. We were at Har Sinai, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us into Yisrael, which is the Beis HaMelech. So our ability to remain unhurt, unscathed, is not because we can hold our own necessarily. It's only because we're in Beis HaMelech. So the Beis HaMelech provides for us the hester from the umis. Ach, kiu melech al shekamor. Ach, kasha bog da boy, v'roa beina adoneha, v'shilcha mebeis v'yisalechol, ki hi's the part of mimena. So as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masked upon us, we automatically become prey to the Messiah. So it's not the pshat. We read the Teichacha wrong. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to punish us, so he gets the Germans after us, he gets the Spanish after us, he gets the Polacks after us, he gets this one, that one, the other one. And there's a pasuk like that. It says, Hoy Asher Shevet Api. But the real pshat is the other way around. We be'etzim are vulnerable, and be'etzim umas ha'olam don't like us. It's only that so long as we are in some sort of cocoon with somewhat embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that umas ha'olam keep the distance. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need to do bad to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to take away his protection, and it's been made like that. It's very similar to the way Ramchal explains the Metzias of Tov and Ra in the Bria, where he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not create Ra. If as soon as you take away Tov, the Ra automatically comes. So it could be it could very well be one appropriate way of looking at it, and I think it's generally appropriate, is to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merachim on us, that to give us time to rebuild. We suffered tremendously, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an opportunity, betoiv, to rebuild ourselves. I think that that's a very valid way of looking at it. I mean, it's true that Baruch Hashem, you know, we all feel positive about how we're growing up and everything, and you know, in terms of the conditions. But this is in history. This is a real bubble, and you know, David should help it. It should keep this way, and everybody should do well. But b'chol eifin, it's a bubble in history. It's not something that you can, you know. They say that the Brisker Rav said. I don't know how emes, but they said the Brisker Rav said that the Medina was a shmeichel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it was a special. I mean, allowing us back in Israel. I mean, he wasn't in that. It was not. He did not in Medina in any way, shape, or form. But that's a musig that we could be in Eretz Yisrael. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted us a chesed. That's the way he described it. So that's probably the way we think of it. So the chesed upon him, a similar idea to this would be, it used to be thought that, you know, bacteria come from far away and they invade you and so on and so forth. Today we know a lot of times, it's like you have an older sick person, he starts getting all these infections. Be'etzim, our body is full of bacteria. The air around us is full of bacteria. The body has a normal immune system that keeps it at bay. If for whatever reason it's not working, we're weak, we're whatever, we're, you know, we're not making the right cells, then we succumb to the disease. But it's not, you don't have to send in a special bacteria from someplace else, first class mail. The bacteria exists everywhere. The question is, normally the person has a wall, in a sense, that protects him. Take that away, it's gone. They all are happy about that day. And if you think about it, in the religious, the Christians and the Muslims who have such tremendous sin at us, the religion, the Christians and Muslims are both, you know, it's their own metzias as being God's nation and children, etc., is threatened by the fact that they're coming from the Jews. They claim that the Bible is right, the Torah is right, except their emesis is the next step. And the fact that the Jews rejected that and are rejecting it, so as long as they're around, it's contesting that. And b'meila, that's what a lot of jealous. You see the other religions like Hindu and Buddhists and all of Shinto, Jews are not a factor. They don't count because they never competed with us. Rak. What? Yeah. There was nobody else around his days. I don't know. I don't think he knew of anything else. And Tachlis, the ones around us. Rakosev look, yeah. It's true, but we notice it most sharply in those that are sort of contesting our position. They're the ones where you see it really sharply. Now he says, Rakosolobik Subosa, Sha'afim Yazveno, Sheikh Sireno, La'achash Toshov, Vesishanin Elov. That he will take her back if she ever wants to come back again. I want to add a nekuda here. It's very interesting. In halacha, there is a din of a get has to be nitin lekrisis. It has to be something that is total. If you make a tanai that's not total in it, that's not a good get. If somebody says, I'm nasi, you shouldn't drink wine for 10 years, it's a good get. But if you make a time nasi, you should never drink wine, it's not good. Because a get is be'etzem krisis, and anything there that doesn't, that gives an attachment still, is be'etzem achisorin in krisis. You find in Shalom in Chazal, you know, Eze get krisis, Barakach Baruch says, what get creases did I write to your parents? Even if Barakach Baruch throws us out and expels us, so long as there's a clause that we can come back on his terms, that means we're not divorced. It's not the pshat we're divorced and you have an option to buy it back sometimes later. In Mekar Memka, that could exist as such. In Gerush, it doesn't exist, and it's not a Gerush. It's a physical matzav of being away. But be'etzim, it's like the Pasuk says, "I get krisus kasev imchem." Where's the get krisus I owe to your mother? The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the option to return means, even when we're away, we're not we're tied to him. V'zochav me onyum rider, as kol machmader shahor le me kedem, kashahoyse toy benemelch, and she remembers all the good that she has when she was b'melach. Now this is another nekuda. Besides the fact that this is a draw for her to come back, there's also another knach over here. When a person gets toiv, hashpah of toiv, the person doesn't actually the person does not actually feel it a lot of times. When you remember the toiv one, when you're in a matziv of loy toiv, then you have a very sharp sense of the toiv that you're missing. You are in a position where if now you don't have what to eat, then when you have now you it has a purpose in redefining for you what you had. So when we sit in Golus and we say what we have, it's something that is now what we had is missing, and look how painful it is. It there's a sharper appreciation of what you had. It makes a kesher with what with a good matziv that you don't have. That you maybe didn't have when everything was good. V'gam ato yikoris ksubosim ha-sheftichah. She rereads the ksuba and aftachas. U'misnachemes u'mevakeshes pnei adonero. So she has, first says in the chama that it's doable. In other words, we still have an arrangement. U'mevakeshes pnei adonero. And he'll speak later, this is going to be a whole maracha here, about what Neshikas Piyu mean. In other words, Neshikas Piyu are certainly a chiburin, like all physical chiburin, but it's a much deeper chibur, and it's something we'll see in soon, later, whatever. Ki doidav teivlam kol tanugi oilam. Because really, it's the kesh and the chibur more than Tanugi Olam. And this is a very, very important piece in this whole puzzle. Let's go back again to the silly mashal that we had of little kids wanting to get married. So when you have little girls playing, they want to get married, they're getting married, they're having chasen and so on and so forth. So sometimes it works because they like their little brother or whoever it is that they're, and they want to get married to him, and they're thinking about him and so on and so forth. That's one type. A second type is they want a dress and they want this and they want that. A chasna is a necessary evil that you have to have in order to get married, but a chasna you want be'etzem, you know, to the show, the presentation, and so on and so forth. And it's part of it. So a person gets married to somebody and life is good. So there's, you know, so you like a good life. You also like the chosen, like him more, like him less. It's part of the good life. You know, people get married because they want to have a good life and they tolerate somebody. The there's a problem. When we lose out, so now we're in Golus, and life is bitter and difficult. So it forces us to think. Now we can think back and say to ourselves, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided us well, and we are stupid for giving all that up for whatever we gave it up for. And in that case, it's sort of a okay. But then there's something where I remember being together with him and that being best. In other words, when I think back of the Tanugois, I say to myself, the Tanug being together with the Melech and enjoying his company and his embrace, that's what I remember. So it has to bring out that. There's an interesting Drosh HaSaran. Drosh HaSaran says, you know, Batzar Lecha, called Vomelo, Shaft, and so on. When things get really bad, and then we return to Hashem, we do tshuva. So the Drosh HaSaran asks, that's not a very good tshuva if it's based on the physical stuff. It's based on, you know, it's that things are not so good, that things are kind of you know, bad, nebbish, whatever you want to call it. So the Ran says it's a good tshuva if the difficulties only were a spur to get you to do what's right. In other words, a lot of times it takes shaking up a person to start to get him to think about what's good and so on. So the tzoros and the difficulties are there. They're meant to be a hechitimtza to push a person into action and think about what's good and what's not good. And that's exactly what he says over here. He says she remembers all the machmedeha. V'gam ata hi kairis k'subosa mashivticha u'misnachemes u'mispakesh v'adaneh she yoshev v'nashkena mashikas piyu kimei kedem ki doidav toiv no kol tanu g'oilom. The focus is dafke on toivim ledechem yoyin, that your friendship is what I'm looking for, and so on. It's very interesting if we're comparing Shashim to Eicha, which is really, according to this, the sefer we should be comparing it to. Eicha taka deals with the physical tsar, emotional tsar of the churban, and that's the first thing. As soon as we get hit, we have the tsar of the churban and so on. That's one piece of it. But Shashim is a deeper version of it. Shashim is the tsar of having a left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eicha is meant to be a means to bring a person to be misbehaving in this over here. So that's why it's now, this is the follow through with this. V'nimshel muv me'elav, and the nimshel is partially, says over here. Now the truth is, Rashi over here, he brings Rashi here, and Rashi says, it's very, very similar. He says that Shlomel Sun Ruach Kodesh Kaiser is going to go into Golus, and they're going to remember the Chibur Rishayin and Hefra Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they say, we'll go back to our original husband, Vishas Chasodov, and so on. And Rashi says that V'yoset Sefer Ruach Kodesh, even though he was not, Shlomo Malach was not at the time of Churban, so he wasn't speaking from personal physical experience, but he's a chavir ruach hakodesh, b'loshen isha tzur almonis chayes nekeks abayla, with the loshen of a woman who's she's a living almona, or she has a husband, but he's not there, and he's waiting for him. Mishapekas al doida meskeres avastum elov, umoid al psha'er, and so on and so forth. I want to add one point to this. So Rashi obviously says something very similar. It's not, you know, the psukim here lend themselves to this interpretation, but there's a knetcha that I would like to bring out in Rashi that's very similar to the Goyen. What's the point of Shlomo HaMelech saying it before it happened? In other words, Ruach HaKodesh of the type of speaking about a matzah that will be la'asid is it's unusual. I think what it means is like we said before in the Goyen, in the ksuba itself is written that your mind, even after you leave, in other words, this is a chelik of Torah that exists now in Torah. That if a person is kosher and dover kodesh baruch hu, and even if the person is thrown out, he's still kosher and dover kodesh baruch hu. It's just like the difference between a child who's having a very hard time in school and is thrown out of school. He understands that bederach klal, it's, you know, once, twice, but it's over. It's not a Catholic marriage, and you know, at the right point, he's gone and he's never wanted back again. A child with a parent can have that type of things where he's thrown out and tossed out and so on and so forth, But there's always understanding that this is not a permanent matzah dafka, that parents always want a child and so on. That's so the Ruach HaKodesh is the herring another chelik of this interior itself now. Okay, any questions? Because I have to go soon. Any? Yeah. Is the herring a chelik of Torah? It exists now. In Torah itself, it's like the ksuba that the Goyen writes about. That written in ksuba is, even if you get tossed out, you're not escaping. You are, you know, you're part and parcel, and there's always the rotzen to come back again, and the rotzen to be mekabel again. So he's the screw. Because the strongest, the love of it, of ish for ish, is a much stronger nekuda. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a father and a child is a muchtik akesha. Whether you own him or disown him, he's your child, and we don't have be'etzem a ratzen. A woman, it's a ratzen, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are no muchtik aksharim. Well, yes, we're called B'nei B'chor Yisrael, we're called Bonatim Hashem Akechem, but it, again, it's because there's a ratzen. Like he said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to get married. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. So the ratzen is an important piece of it, but that ratzen is not. The relationship is not a chrechtik relationship. Correct. It's correct. I can't. Right. Yes. Okay. Sure. No, I have another minute too. It's fine.